I think it's appropriate to begin with the following Haida. It's almost like an announcement. We've said it before, but the last time we mentioned it was a year ago at this time. Unfortunately, we find ourselves in the same situation, so it's kedai to repeat again. Especially because there's a very grave misconception. Of course, we know that Tisha B'Av is a day where we feel the hisrachakos, the distance, how far we are from where we need to be. Testimony to that is the fact that we sit on the floor. We're avelim. The din is masuach aleinu. It's not the typical conventional way to be mispal to Hashem Yisbarach. Nevertheless, Rav Pinchas Kartzer, he tells us something which really, without knowing this, it would be a very different kinos experience. Rav Pinchas Kartzer says that when a Jew sits on the floor on Tisha B'Av, he says that it's an eis ratzon ma'od. For a Jew to be mespalot Hashem Yisborach al kol tzrachov, on everything which he needs, on all of his chesronis. And of course this needs a hesber. But even without a hesber, we don't need to be masber. There's no hechrech to be masber the words of Rav Pinchas Kartzer in order to be mekabel them. The tzaddik says, an azoy. That in itself is very uplifting. Knowing that as we sit here, it's not just a moment of dejection that we're just cast away somewhere and we find ourselves on the floor. But just to be mazbik, a little bit, the words of the tzaddik, not be his rachavas, because this is not a time for tyres. But be kitzer, that although it says very clearly in Eicha, Hagam ki ezak, v'ashaveya sosam tfilasi, that the gates of tefillah are closed. Nevertheless, what a Jew does is that he follows the Shechina. But normally when we stand and we make our way through the Olamos of Tefillah, we come finally to come to Shemona Esrei, we stand in front of the Shechina Kedosha, and we're Mispalel. And the essence of Tefillah is Da'al Lifnei Miyato Oimed, that a person is Omer Lifnei HaShechina. And being Omer Lifnei HaShechina requires a certain conduct, which is why we do so during Shemona Esrei. Bin Balev, bin Beguf. And Tisha B'Av, Sosam Tefillah, see, because the Shechina, Kevyachal, is not present at the time of Tefillah. But the Shechina is Ala Ofar. And we follow the Shechina wherever it goes. We too come to the Ofar. And so Mamela, just like when we daven, we're one with the Shechina Akdesha. That's where we find ourselves together with Shechina, so Mespal and our Tefillah is our answer. Today, like Tisha B'Av, we come to the ground where the Shechina is. And it's not the regular Seder HaTfilah, obviously. This is Kinos. But because we're so close to the Shechina, because we're following the order of the day, we're following the Mitzvah Sayoyim, we have no problems being mashpil ourselves to go down despite how uncomfortable it may be, to sit with the Shechina Kedosha, that we whisper in the ears of the Shechina our requests, our personal pains. We share in the Agmas Nefesh of her, and she shares in the Agmas Nefesh of ours. This is what it means, Kabbalah HaTfilah. That where the Shechina is, that's where Tfilah is. So on the one hand, we find ourselves in a very unfortunate place. But he who follows the Divrei Chachamim, Be'amuna, it's all one derech called Derech Amuna V'Charti, that we follow the Shechina, which is called Emuna, and through our Emuna, wherever it goes. And all the travels of Klai Yisrael through Golis, from this country to that country, through the expulsions and Mechudei, in Pimis, this is just Klai Yisrael following the path of the Shechina to gather up all of her sparks and bring them back to Eretz Yisrael. There's no randomness. Eilamas ibn Yisrael, which we read during the 3 weeks, we know from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and others, this is the way of Klai Yisrael, this is the way of every single Jew. That in the same way that they follow the Aron HaKodesh and they follow the Anani HaKavod, which represents the Shechina of Hashem, whether it was in this encampment or that one, and sometimes they stayed for a week, sometimes for a month, and for a year, and many years. But everything is al-Pi Hashem, Yachnu v'al-Pi Hashem Yiso. Wherever they go, they're in one place, they're with the Shechina HaKadosh. And eventually it's to bring them back to Eretz Yisrael and to gather up whatever needs to be gathered to come. But all roads lead back to Eretz Yisrael. But to follow the words of Chazal, the teachings of Chazal, that they know the path of the Shechina HaKadosh. They know where the Shechina is at all times. That although they don't understand the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we similarly don't understand the ways of the tzaddikim, the tzaddiki emes, but in the same way that they follow Hashem's path be'emuna, we follow their path be'emuna. So as we sit here together with the Shechina HaKadosha, I think it's transforming to know that we sit together with the Shechina HaKadosha, that it's an Yitzratzim Gadol Mi'oyit, he says. Allows us to utilize and to appreciate these moments of Hisrachakus, the bitterness of that distance with Hashem Yisbarach, but always that sweetness which is there, that there's always a Hiskarvus within that Hisrachakus. Although we experience Tisha B'Av once a year, the concept of Churban and what it means, Churban to Kedusha, is not something we're not familiar with. Every single Shabbos is considered to be a rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Hisnadi Miyafar Kumi, we invite the Shechina HaKadosha to leave its Avelas, to come off the ground, to don its clothes of royalty, and we spend Shabbos with the Shechina, and that's called Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That there's no Avelis, there's no Tsar. It's Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu and Shechinti like it's supposed to be. That Shabbos, what it is in Zaman, is like Beis HaMikdash in Makom. When we come to Shalosh Shuddos time, we're mis'aleh from tefillah to tefillah, from se'uda to se'uda. And we come to Ravi the Raven and we're entering and we're sitting in the Kodesh HaKadoshim of Shabbos. And then we're hatzel, me'achar emes haShabbos. We enjoy the Tosefes Shabbos. It's hard for us to depart. Koshel arpidaschem. But as soon as we say, v'hurachum, and then the tefillah of Ma'ariv is upon us, and we're thrust into the Yemi Achol, there's a sense of churban. It's a moment of churban to Kedusha. It's the time of the week where we're margish churban Beis HaMikdash. That a yid without Shabbos is like a fish out of water. That a tzaddik emes during the days of Chol, he can only exist even during the days of Chol because he's connected to Shabbos. That everything which he does, as you know from the Gemara, Beis Shammai, Shammai and Hillel, either which way, how the whole week revolved around Shabbos Kodesh. Hayoyim yoyim rishon b'shabbes, hayoyim yoyim sheni b'shabbes. That the whole chiyas of the days of the week, they all come from Shabbos Kodesh. And it gives chiyas to everything which we do during the week, that it makes davening different. It makes learning different. It does chesed and tzitzis. Everything is different because it could be Torah, but it could be Torah with a taste of Shabbos in it. That the life of a Shabbos Dika Yid is a different type of a life. Because it comes every single week and it's very easy to live with Shabbos. At least much easier than living with Yom Tovim, which come only occasionally during the year. That's why Chazal tell us when it comes Motzei Shabbos. V'ayoyim ha'shvi'i shovas v'yinofash. Chazal say, vay. Vay of the nefesh. Whoa. Upon the losing of the nefesh, that neshama yisayir of Shabbos, that vay, that krechs, that margish, that hergish of churban. But if we don't feel that sense of vay of the nefesh, it's because the Shabbos, our appreciation of Shabbos, is lacking. But even if we're magishit or if we're not magishit, on some level, the neshama feels that vay of the nefesh. So we're not completely unfamiliar with what it means, a churban of Kedusha. And it's Gufa at that time of churban to Kedusha where we find Eliyahu HaNavi. Like the Gemara tells us in the beginning of Brachos, how Eliyahu was found in the Churva. But wherever there's Churban, you find Eliyahu HaNavi. That he's the Tzadik L'chol HaDoros, that he's the Tzadik Emes in every generation. That nobody would question that Eliyahu HaNavi is the Tzadik Emes. He's the Tzadik Yisod Olam in every generation. And he comes to be Menachem us, because after all, he is the one who will be Mevasa Geula to Bnei Yisrael. So at a time of Motzei Shabbos where we feel that churban, we feel that sense of loss, that churban based on Mikdash of what we built during Shabbos, Hashem sends us Eliyahu HaNavi to tell us, don't worry. And it's for that very reason why Minhag Tzaddikim is to share stories of Tzaddikim on Motzei Shabbos as well. It's very difficult to go from what's called Shabbos, what's called Meichin de Gadlus, into Meichin de Katnus. Pirchas Karzer said about himself one year that although the minhag is to say Kiddush Levana on Moitzei Tisha B'Av, this is one year he asked to postpone his saying of Kiddush Levana until a short while after Moitzei Tisha B'Av. He says he couldn't say it right away. Because to go from Moichin the Katnus of Tisha B'Av into Moichin the Godless like that, that flip, that switch from one world to the next, he says, can't do it. And the same thing is true by Motzei Shabbos. that a Yid feels at Vaya of the Nefesh. And these lights of Shabbos are taken away. And a Jew needs a Nechama on Motzei Shabbos. And Eliyahu Navi comes and he gives him that Nechama. This is the Sudas Malava Malka and everything which goes along with that. But the Tzipuri Tzadikim, the Tzipuri Tzadikim is the Sefer, is the limud which we turn to when we don't have any Moichin. Like a child. It's not shaykh to teach a child the Havayis of Abaye and Rava. To teach them Pnimis HaTorah. Yeah, we can find a way to be Mamshech as a Leiv that when a person has Moichin de Katnas, a Das of a Katan, if he's in a low place, we awaken the spirit with Tzipuri Tzadikim. Especially on Tisha B'Av. It's 24 hours of Moichin de Katnas. The biggest Katnas of the whole year is Tisha B'Av. And Torah, Liman HaTorah is not allowed on a day like this. It's a Zman for Sipuri Tzadikim. As we begin the kino, I say, Mitzvah Hashem, I was hoping, B'siyata Neshmaya, to share some introductions and some of the kinos as we go along. And I know it's customary in many places to introduce the kinos with the footnotes of the art scroll, so a person can have a perspective historically of what the kinos are about. It's always kedai to know generally what the kinos are speaking about, even though if we don't know exactly what the words mean, that's not the ikar when it comes to kinos. We spoke about last year. We'll mention again this year. It's Hashem. But although there are some kinos which do require some bit of an introduction to create a perspective, I was thinking that since it's a Zman for Sipuri Tzadikim, that before some of the kinos to share a story which relates to the Inyan from the Tzadikim. It's not so much a time for Torahs as it is a much to awaken the spirit, the Hesayris, to be able to leave that Zman of Katnas. There's nothing which gives a Jew the ability to have she'ifas for godless, to instill emunah in our hearts, but to listen to and to feel and to be margish the derech of tzaddikim. It's one of those things that on the surface it may seem like a small thing. Chaim Vital says about Sipuri Tzaddikim that it's ma'aser merkava. That it's a limud of ma'aser merkava, he says. So there is a seder here. If we're going to do all the kinos, this is one of those avodas which is tayv ma'ad bekavana, mehar be'shalay bekavana, echad amar be v'echad amam mitovad shichaben libo la'shamayim. It's a very chitzonious perspective to think that a person accomplishes Tisha B'Av if he can recite all the kinos and to not miss every single word. The essence of the day is Rachman Aliba Boy, as it always is. And that's really our tefillah. That's really the essence of kinos, is that it in itself is a tefillah to Hashem Yisbarach, that Although this is an Avilas Yeshana and it's so hard to connect, that it's our tefillah through the kinos, especially us that we don't know the words, it was written in very poetic style. We ask Hashem that the words themselves should awaken our hearts to what a Jew is supposed to feel on a day like Tisha B'Av. So let's begin with Kina Vav. I'm sorry if you all have the Svard one, I have an Ashkenaz one, but it's not entirely different from each other. I'll just mention the ones which I have in front of me. Although maybe a different number, they all have the same words, so by just saying beforehand which Kina it is, how it begins, so we'll be able to find the place. Hopefully it will be, I'll take the time to make sure that everybody is able to find which Kina we're going to be doing together. So we'll start with Kina Vav, Mitzvah Hashem. And before Kina Zayin, we'll share a few words as well, Mitzvah Hashem.